Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. First, let me read a few verses from the Bible. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you'll not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. If you've got the impression that following God will give you the smoothest journey through life, then you obviously haven't read the Bible. From first to last in the Old Testament, we discover that following God often involves suffering and rejection. And in the New Testament, we meet Jesus, who, although fully man and fully God, saw suffering at its worst, even to the point of death on the cross. And as he promised, his disciples were hated just as he had been, and most of them suffered terribly for their faith. In our verse today, God says it how it is. He recognises honestly that his hearers would suffer in all sorts of ways. They would be confronted by deep and threatening waters, and even have to face fire, but through it all, God would be with them. The threats of life can never break their constant relationship with God. St. Paul speaks very similarly in his letter to the Romans. In chapter 8, he asks whether anything will be able to separate us from the love of God, and then concludes, "I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries for tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or on the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Jesus Christ our Lord." If you don't know God as your personal friend, then I'm sad to say that the future is bound to look very threatening. But if you do know God and walk in his ways, then you can look to the future with peace and confidence, because you know that whatever happens, your loving Heavenly Father will be there, right beside you. Let me pray with you. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you promise to be with us, whatever we face in the future. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day, and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.